Berkshire, very good morning to you. I'm Henry Kelly. Big treat for all top class music fans coming up in July. On the 20th, 21st and 22nd at Oakley Hall in Basingstoke, the first annual music festival, three nights of superb open air concerts set in the park. And for the opening night, fresh from Broadway, with a 12-piece band tucked under his oxter, comes Michael Ball. And that particular evening, we'll also have Julian Lloyd Webber. I'm delighted to say that Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Now, how first things first, how are things going this year for you so far?
They're going really well, yeah, really well. I'm in the studio putting the finishing touches to a new album, which will be out in October. Got all these gigs lined up in the summer, and I was came back from Broadway in February.
Yeah, right.
So it's been a full on year.
How was Broadway? No, tell me what it's like performing there.
Well, sadly, the show didn't work. The audiences didn't come, and so the show was actually closed. I was there doing two shows. I went out there in August. I was with the New York City Opera doing a Gilbert and Sullivan called Patience.
Oh, yeah, that's
fantastic.
That's a wonderful piece, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know it
beautiful.
Until I did it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. So we did that. That went great. And then we did we opened Woman in White, and the production itself was beset with problems, and the reviews were okay. And I got some. I was very happy with that, but it just didn't capture the imagination of the audience. So, it wasn't the happiest of times.
Right. Okay. Well, you're over that now.
And I missed England hugely.
Really?
I really did. Yeah, I really did. I was surprised.
What, the dependability of the train system, the weather?
Yeah, all of that, the radio.
The courtesy on the tube, that sort of thing.
I don't know. It's because I know how Britain works, I think.
Sure, of course.
And I love visiting America. I love spending time out there, but actually living there and being away from the family and friends and familiarity.
Sure.
It's kind of isolating.
And, you know... Britain and Ireland are a bit like the European Union and the BBC. Everybody who belongs in any of the three institutions never stops complaining about them, and everybody who's outside them wants to join.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody wants to come here.
Well, I missed it, I must say. Yeah. I really did miss it.
What did you play in Patience?
In Patience, I was Bunthorn.
Were you?
Reginald Bunthorn, yeah.
What a fantastic part. Well, now I've got a couple lined up for you. You should play Sir Joseph Porter, KCB, in HMS Pinafore.
Right.
And you should play, wait till I see now, what else could you play? Oh, you could play Coco and the Mikado.
Right, you've missed the best one.
Go on.
The Pirate King.
The Pirate King, yes. The Pirate King tends not to have too many funny good lines.
Yeah,
but you'd
that's
be.
I haven't played it.
You'd be absolutely great at it. Okay, so how come you ended up in coming to Basingstoke in July? I mean, we're delighted to have you, but I mean, when did it all start to get put together?
They invited me though. I heard that this music festival was being started, and they approached me to because I love doing open air gigs. I think they have such a special atmosphere to them.
They do,
and. I've just done a recording with Julian Lloyd Webber, and we just thought it would be a lovely thing. He'll go on and do the first half of the show, then I'll do the second. He'll probably come on and play a few songs with me as well.
Sure.
And it's a beautiful setting. I don't know if you know it, Henry.
I don't, but I agree with you entirely. Apart from the vagaries of the English weather, which can be, I mean, I have introduced concerts in which the timpani was almost drowned out by the sound of the thunder and the rain on the roof, and there's people sitting there with umbrellas up.
I've done some cracking ones like that. I think the worst I did, Hampton Court.
Yes. Yeah.
And as I walked on stage to sing Don't Rain on My Parade,
it did.
But we're talking, it was the end of the summer. It was 2 or 3 years ago, and we'd had a terrific summer, and this was the first rainstorm, and it was like a monsoon.
Yeah.
But no one left. Everyone. Everyone just sort of, right, Dunkirk spirit and
that's
all of
right.
that.
The Glastonbury and spirit, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. It was terrific.
Michael, have you worked out what's going to be in your programme on the night?
Yeah, just about. Not all of the songs. As I said, I'm recording a new album, so I'm going to preview a couple of those songs. There are songs that I have to include in a show because people would get upset if I didn't. And I try and make every show different.
Of course.
I take an audience on a journey, so there'll be a few surprises, some old favourites, and in this glorious setting. The magic thing about doing live open-air gigs is that twilight moment. You go on and it's daylight and you can see everybody, but then gradually it gets darker and there's a magic quality in the air.
This is wonderful,
and,
isn't it?
And then the lights start coming on onto the stage. It's fabulous.
Okay.
I mean, once had a bad time with it.
Good.
And that was doing it in Scotland, wearing a white suit, and every flying insect in the world decided
to come. Of course, the midges in Scotland.
Yes,
yeah.
It was unreal.
Okay, listen, Michael, it's great to hear you again, and thank you very much for talking to us on BBC Radio Berkshire, and the very best of luck with the concert. Thank you very much. Thanks for talking to us. That's Michael Ball there. Now, BBC Radio Berkshire will be at that festival, and we'll be giving away tickets to the festival between now and then. To get the ball rolling, I've got two tickets to see Michael performing on July the 20th. All you have to do is answer me this easy question. What was the name of Michael's character in Aspects of Love? You can call me now on 0845 900 1041. Meanwhile, appropriately enough, on BBC Radio Berkshire, Michael Ball.